I'm in shock. I can't even do the show. Can you not see the words can't come out? Can't even speak.
Why?
Mamone's a Man U fan. Worked with her for years.
You knew that though, didn't
I never
you?
Knew that.
Did you not?
Didn't know that at all. Didn't know that at all. That's, I'm just in the room next, I'm gutted.
I thought everyone knew that. It's been going on for ages.
Never knew that at all. It's a room of mourning, that. Oh. She seems like such a nice girl.
Yeah.
Which part of Surrey is she from? Oh, just... anyway. Morning, everybody. She was saying stuff about her neighbours, now know that she's a bit of a potty mouth. I'm watching the big game. What I'm calling, by the way, the six-pointer.
Tonight?
Because I'm watching it in the pub. It's a six-pointer. Leeds-Leicester tonight. And I decided to watch it in the pub after watching the Birmingham and the Man City games in my flat, and the people who live next door and above me.
Well, years ago, you used to have a theory whereby if you watch the game in the pub, Leeds always lost. And then you seem to have reverted back to watching it at home, now you've had the sky plumbed in. So now are you thinking that it's better luck to watch in the pub again?
No, all it is that I think that my neighbours are kind of sick of me going, yes! Yes! Or, no! Followed by swear words. For both emotions.
They probably think you have an interesting private life.
Why? I don't get that.
I don't know.
Would that explain that?
No.
Okay. Mamone. Man U fan. Still, you would, wouldn't you? It's 6:57, Monday morning, Radio 1. Good morning.
Tell me, is life just a playground?
Ding, 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 ding. Basement Jacks are Radio 1, good luck. Morning, then. Here we are after our nice weekend. We're all relaxed, we're all ready to entertain you and wake you up. Get you on your way, that's all we're here for, is to help you. That and the money, which is quite good. And the bank holiday's off. Anyway, coming up, Rasmus, Justin Timberlake, let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's a woman at past seven.
Spanish police say they've got the mastermind behind the Madrid bombs.
And Millwall reach the FA Cup final.
BBC. Two. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 4 minutes past eight.
I want to briefly mention...
Past seven, sorry, I did that before.
Do you know, Mamone just did that just before we started.
I don't know what it is, I'm wishing the day away, I don't want to do that.
Blame it on the clocks.
It's the clocks, there's 4 minutes
Mamone
past eight.
Mamone got the time wrong, you got the time wrong, just blame it on the clocks. All the clocks are out this morning, we're all over the place. I want to mention the David Beckham, Mr. David Beckham, if I may. Shocked to read in one of the papers this morning in the Daily Mirror stuff. And then looking at photos, you won't believe this, Dave.
What?
Just proves my theory about David Beckham. What I've been saying for about a year now, especially since he went to Madrid, how much he's trying to be like me. Sorry?
Sorry, sniff there.
Right. There's David Beckham today, pays for the Mirror, wearing my T-shirt. See that there?
The Jake's T-shirt.
The Jake's Lucky 7 shirt. There you see? That's my shirt. He so wants to be like Moyles. Everybody wants to be like Chris.
Look, and he's got a hat on as well, and you wear hats.
That's right. And he's got trousers on. I've been wearing trousers for years. I'm telling you. And it got what looks like a car key and a mobile phone.
Mm.
I've got a car and a mobile.
A car and a key.
Well, yeah, you need to get into the car, don't you?
It's
you
true. Know,
it's not like the Dukes of Hazzard car. You need to be able to get in it.
That's
I think they had a key
true.
As well, though.
Hey?
I think they had a key, though.
You never saw the key?
Yeah, but...
How do you know? Maybe they had the clapper and the car started.
I don't think so.
Why are you laughing at the word clapper, Juliet?
I was smiling.
That's what they have in American movies. They have the clapper. And the lights come on. You never seen that?
Was that not in Knight Rider?
I don't know. I know it's definitely in Uncle Buck.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got the clapper. But it switches on the entire block of apartments that he lives in.
Is it?
Yeah. Am I the only one who knows what I'm talking about this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Morning, everyone! Chris Moyles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United when they run out on the pitch. Young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold.
and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of anything except for relegation.
Six-pointer tonight.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Big game, big pints. That's how they're billing it in my local tonight.
Pints mean prizes.
That's right. Leeds, Leicester, if you're watching it, well, the other team is sport, it's a six-pointer. Which means maybe a morning off for me tomorrow. I might sadly get the flu this evening. You never know.
I've got the flu.
Have you?
Well, I've got a cold.
Right, Rasmus and Timberlake, morning. Timberlake, Like I Love You. It's quarter past seven. It's Monday morning. I'm feeling perky today.
You sound a bit croaky, though, actually.
And I'm all right.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Your throat not sore? Your throat not sore?
No, my throat is all right.
I didn't say throat.
It sounded like you said
I didn't
throat.
Say throat. I said throat.
Well, whatever you want. No, I'm good. Do I sound... I don't sound croaky, do I?
I thought you sound a bit croaky in the last one.
It's sexy, that's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah. The chicks dig my gravelly voice first thing in the morning. That's what it is. So lots of things to talk about today. One big weekend coming up, we're going to talk about that. And obviously the big game tonight, which for me and the Leicester fans is very... Well, it's important for lots of people. Kind of. And Rehearsal Word, which is happening. The filming is Wednesday of our great TV show. And Dave has a guess who.
A good one, too.
Well, you didn't go to the football, did you?
Nope.
You were in bed early on Saturday night, I know that.
9 o'clock, I was in bed on Saturday night.
Rock and roll, Dave. What a rock and roll lifestyle.
I didn't feel very well.
Right, okay.
And I wanted to get enough sleep, so I get one watch the Premiership in the morning.
Okay. Lots of things to talk about. Busy show. You know what I mean? I haven't got time to mess about.
No way.
Morning.
All the way through the show.
I love it when you do that on your own.
Yeah.
Want to help you out?
Well, it works better with two, I think.
And we've got some great songs to play all the way through the show.
See, it's just bigger. It's got more body, I think. Sounds a bit limp on you.
Let's say more body to me.
Mm.
Right. You have
less is more.
7:16. That's another great record right here on your favourite hot rocking radio station. It's Deepest Blue and Give It Away. And you should if you got given a CD of that. It's 20 past seven. Shocking things in the newspapers this morning. You see that thing that I showed you earlier?
Outrageous.
See that? Yeah, just pass it over to me, because the thing is...
It's on the front page and everything.
I know, the thing is, I've got to be honest, just pass it to me, let me read this out. You can't believe everything you read in the newspapers. That's the line, right?
It's unfathomable.
Can't believe everything you read. Daily Express today, front page, free Peggy Lee CD for every reader. Now, you know, how true is that? You know, how... Because then right next to it says, postage 88p.
So it's not free.
Well,
see, they always get you somewhere.
Just be careful with today's papers.
I'm telling you.
That's all I'm saying. I got all excited and I went, wow, Peggy Lee, fever. And Dave went, 88p, dude. I'm like...
Postage and package.
God, you! Daily Express.
Read the fine print.
There you go, Rachel. Read it and weep, love. Anyway, time for this morning's Buzz Off. As ever... if you like the record I'm about to play, text Buzz On to 81199. If you don't like it, text Buzz Off to 81199. You have to do it within the first minute, right? Because that's then we're going to take your vote, yay or nay.
So after the first minute, it doesn't count?
No, after, well, it counts for us because we like it when people text in. It's good for our egos.
Right.
But not really for the feature, no, to be honest. So if you don't like it, Buzz Off. To 81199. If you do like the track, Buzz On to 81199. Before you ask, Galad Yester Welsh.
Cool.
From Aberystwyth.
No.
Fans of your team as well.
It's amazing how many people come from Aber.
You ready? Monday mornings, today's Buzz Off track is...
Elvis Presley.
tut. This is class. My Elvis song.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
Sarita, who asked for this one?
Alex Buzz.
No!
Yes, 81199.
Shut up.
Your kisses lift me higher, like the sweet song of a choir.
Come on, Alex.
You light my morning sky, burning love.
Do the dance, Chris.
Ooh, 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 shut up.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey.
I feel my temperature rising.
Buzz on, 81199.
Must be a hundred and nine.
Come on.
Burn it, burn it, burn it. And cool me.
Listeners, Buzz.
Thank you.
No taste, you lot.
I just might turn to smoke, but I feel fine.
Sing it, EP.
Your kisses lift me higher.
Like what?
Like the sweet song of a choir.
Oh, yes.
And light my morning sky. Burn it low.
Rachel Buzz.
Shut up.
Oh, this is Dead Elvis. You have no taste, Mitchell. Whoa.
Dave Buzz. Dominic, I tried. I tried my very, very best. But these musical heathens here having a clue. And look, Buzz On was catching now as well. It was really getting up there, 55% for Buzz Off. There's nothing in it. Well, 5%, but you know what I'm saying?
Virtually nothing in it.
From the Elvis 30 number one hits, Rock On. And that was Burning Love. What do you not like Elvis Presley?
No.
No. Overrated, wasn't he, Alan?
No.
Who does he think he is?
Me. I work at Radio 1 for a reason.
Because you can't get a job anywhere else?
Exactly.
Yeah, Radio 2 is full, actually. No, because I don't want to listen to Elvis. I want to listen to, like, today's music.
You just did hear today's music. Played it today, didn't I?
That's true.
Yeah, something out of the charts. Been out of the charts for about 30 years, but still a great track. What are you pointing at, Rach?
I was going to say, there's no trail.
No trail this morning, just on with the hits.
Yep.
I can play a bit more then.
I'm just a hunger burning love.
That's what I am, Dave. That's what the ladies... You know, when I go out, ladies look at me and go, oh, he's such a hunker, burning love. Because I am. That's what I am. Don't you laugh at me, Rachel. Huh? Women love me when I go out. So when I was dressed up at the weekend. Dave and I were out at yet another charity event on Friday night.
I don't like to
Elvis.
Talk about it.
What?
Elvis dressed up.
No. What? Hello?
You said you like to dress up on a weekend.
No, not as Elvis, you pillock.
Well, you were singing Elvis. You're doing the hunker loving thing. I thought maybe...
Hunker burning love, not hunker loving. Do you know anything about Elvis Presley?
Not really, no.
This is quite worrying, right? The most recognisable music in the world, some would say.
Well, since my...
So, well, since my what? What's the next line? Well, since my what? Baby loved me, baby left me, baby walked out on me. What's the line?
Say something funny, Dave.
That's why I'm watching you squirm.
Well, since my what? Baby loved me, baby left me, baby walked out on me. What's the line?
Baby left me.
Baby left me.
Well, since my baby left me.
You just got away with that. You just. No, nothing.
I speak for a generation.
A generation of toddlers, maybe, but that's it.
Well, it's a good crowd.
Eh? You speak, everyone hears. Anyway, 7:26. Is she still in the country? I haven't had one phone call from her.
I saw her on Saturday night on the telly.
Not one phone call. She's out touring around the UK. Not one phone call. Seriously. Eh? If she doesn't ring me by the end of today, me and her are finished.
BBC. Radio 1 Newsbeat.
I don't hang about for these ladies. I mean, I'll move on. Anyway, right, so coming on, Feeder, Usher and Ludacris, is Dominic with some news at 7:30.
Police in Spain say five of the men... David Beckham is expected to join Victoria and the boys on a skiing holiday later after rubbishing newspaper claims he had an affair with his former personal assistant. He made a statement through his agent yesterday saying the story was ludicrous, that he's happily married and loves his family.
Also, reports in the paper that he's trying to look like me by wearing the same T-shirt that I've got.
Those T-shirt reports are unconfirmed.
Right.
There are reports of trouble in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. That's where around 9,000 British soldiers are based. 29 troops and Iraqis died in demos this weekend. For the first time, the majority Shiite Muslims are behind it. They've been mainly peaceful in the past. If you've got a child under six, you can ask your boss for things like job sharing, working from home, or flexi hours. They have to consider it by law, and a survey today says nearly 8 out of 10 people who've asked have got help. But it's not all good news. Liz Kendall is from the Maternity Alliance.
A quarter of these parents actually ended up with worse conditions. In other words, they felt forced to accept either a cut in their salary or job status.
A new survey shows we haven't got a clue when it comes to history.
Right.
Researchers tested more than 2,000 people over 16. They found many believed Hitler never existed.
Yeah.
And that's just for starters. Here's Newsbeat's Richard Westcott.
Some believe the Battle of Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings actually happened. They also thought the Battle of Endor from Return of the Jedi was real. One in four thought Robin Hood was real. And others thought Edmund Blackadder and Xena Warrior Princess did exist.
That's very, 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 very worrying. Although I must admit, I thought that Star Wars thing was true.
Right, here's the sport then. You get the impression that unless you're a Man U fan, everyone will be supporting Millwall.
It's now 7:34.
Just got a text message in, so I'm feeling a lot happier now. Hi, it's Pink. Sorry I haven't called, but I've been working a lot, and I'll try to call you later. Love, Pink.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, so obviously she's listening to the show,
mm-hmm.
You know, in her luxurious hotel suite, you know, lying back with just a little white top on. And her tattoo's bursting out. Lovely. It's going crossbones there on her neck. I love that.
Why are they bursting out? That sounds
love
horrible.
And hat tattooed on her knuckles.
That only works for people who've lost a finger.
Oh, yes.
Well, obviously only that finger. If you lost that one, it'd be... love and hey.
Depends where you start the tattoo. You could start
love
it on your
what?
Thumb.
Well, hey. Or love and eight.
Yeah.
If you lost your index finger. 7:35.
Conclusive evidence there, Dave.
There's somebody, I bet there's somebody somewhere with love and hate to do a tattooed on the knuckles going, hang on a second. Well, I wonder what different combinations I would have.
Jeff man, Dave man, Chris man, Rich man, Alan man, Jules pet man, Ant man, Deck pet, Y man, Deck man, Ant pet man. Jeff man, Dave man, Chris man, Rage man, Alan man, Jules pet man, and a Jeffy man, and an Antidot man, and a pet, and a man, and a Jeff man.
See, I was saying, no one likes us. No one really look at us as if we can come this far. Fair enough, we've had not an easy run. You got to go to the place. You got to do the doggy work. It's been difficult, but we've sat down a few critics.
Doggy work. To make your booty go. What a great record there. Lovely. I can't get enough of Usher and Ludacris.
It's almost as if we didn't hear it finishing.
That would be so ridiculous. We were here. We were here.
This is the official Shot Show.
With Wes.
On Radio 1.
Radio 1.
7:44. Good morning from Radio 1. Have a great day today. And here's Wes. Morning, Wes.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing, boy?
Very good today, very good.
Oh, well, you're always good every day.
Absolutely.
Are you shattered?
A little bit, yeah.
Are you in bed?
No, I'm off out of bed now.
You're such a liar.
The remains.
You're such a liar, you're still in bed.
No, I'm not, I'm up.
Right.
But Rachel may tell you that I was out last night with my producer, Lynn. It was her birthday. And I ended up smoking, didn't I?
No.
Yes.
I thought for a minute then you were going to say you ended up snogging Lynn.
No. Right. Don't be ridiculous.
Oi, don't be horrible about my mate.
I wasn't being horrible. What I was saying is,
he meant is, you know, because
he could never sort of compromise his professional relationship by snogging a producer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'd be like Chris snogging you, Rachel.
Ridiculous.
Oh, man. Seriously, don't put me off. I'm in a good mood. Made me feel sick.
So anyway, yeah, smoked, and I'm not very happy with myself.
Imagine that. Come on, Chris Myers, give me a little kissy-wishy.
Ugh.
Seriously. Anyway, so, what time did you get to bed?
About 11 last night.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
And how was the chart yesterday?
It was very nice, actually. Yeah. I had a packed lunch made for me by my gran, who was staying this week.
Is she still with you, gran?
No, she's gone home now.
Oh.
We did a bit of hang gliding and rock climbing this week. And,
can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did she find the publications in the drawer?
No, it wasn't publications.
Okay, fine.
It was something else.
She didn't find them?
She didn't find them.
Right, good.
Well, she didn't let on anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
You check to see if they're still... No, don't we? So, I think, first of all, we have to say congratulations to Mick Hucknall.
Yes, Mick and the boys.
Mick and the boys, congratulations. Brand new entry this week, straight in, like a rocket, at number 40. So, congratulations. Congratulations, Mick. Yet another top 40 hit to add to the ever-growing list. We saw him the other week, didn't we, Dave?
We did, actually. One of our many charity functions, which we don't like to talk about.
I've got to say, he's looking great these days.
Mm.
Yeah, he was standing and everything. What are the else? Dilated Peoples, 35, Wes?
He was number 35.
Basement Jack's quite disappointing, 22.
Yes, Basement Jack's indeed at number 22.
I just said that, Wes.
Yes.
You can just comment on it, I'll read out the numbers.
Well, I've got to remain impartial, don't forget.
All right. Pet Shop Boys, number 12.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Rockalula.
Called flamboyant as well.
And they are flamboyant.
Have you just found that on your piece of paper?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm looking online today at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Okay.
/chart.
How about this then? Nora Jones, new entry. What's the title and where was she? Go.
It was called Sunrise, and Nora Jones was yesterday on the official chart show from 4 o'clock on Radio 1 every single Sunday. She was at number 30.
There you go.
Well padded.
Instant. Information.
I have the information at my fingertips, don't I?
Yeah. If you had broadband, you might be able to have that information a bit quicker.
Yeah, can't afford it.
All right, so did you talk to the new number one people yesterday?
We did, yeah.
How were they?
Very nice, very excitable, very emotional.
Did they cry?
Yes, he did. He sobbed on air.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But,
do you know the names of the number one band this week?
I do. Would you like me to tell you?
Yes.
It's McFly.
No, the individual names.
The individual names. Well, yes. We spoke to Harry yesterday.
Harry? It's not Harry.
Harry.
You can hear him typing on his keyboard.
No. So the first person is McFly.co.uk. Oh, no! McFly.co.uk is McFly Sailing Team's official website.
You're joking!
No, hang on a minute, sorry, it must be McFly.com. Anyway, so Harry is one of the band members of McFly, and there is,
so I just tell you who the other ones are?
If you could, please, because McFly.com is not loading.
Jermaine and Tito. And and Randy.
And Gar.
Okay, right, tell you what, let's play a guessing game, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes or no, is Harry in McFly?
Yes.
Yes or no, is Tim in McFly?
Yes.
No. Yes or no, is Tom in McFly?
I'm not playing this game.
Is Tom in McFly?
Yes.
Correct. Is Danny in McFly?
Is this game just for me or can everybody play?
It's just you.
Thanks. Who is it again?
Danny.
Danny. Well, you know, it's an interesting name, isn't it, really? And one I could type, you know.
Well, sure, for Daniel originally.
Oh, hang on a minute. Danny. Oh, come on, load quicker. Danny, I'd say no.
Danny is in McFly, of course.
He is?
Yes.
That's what I said, he is.
Yeah, rubbish. And finally, Sam.
Sam is not in McFly.
Mark.
No.
Fran.
No.
Dougie.
No.
Dougie is in McFly.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Right, okay.
So the four members of McFly once more are?
Well, just what we said.
There you go. God, you're good.
Can we just say as well, McFlyOnline.com seems to be the place to go. However, it's frozen when I'm on it, so.
Why don't you go to McFlyOfficial.com?
McFlyOfficial.com?
Yep.
Okay, I'll try out that as well.
Try it out now.
Yeah, let's have a look at that. .com. McFlyOfficial.com. And I'm so sorry about this. It's taking a while. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yay!
Yeah, oh, really simple. Now that I need it, Harry, Tom, Dougie and Danny.
Yeah, you see.
Oh, there is a Dougie. I thought you were joking.
No, there is a Dougie. There isn't a Fran, though. That'll be ridiculous.
Mm.
Right, do you want to do the top 10, then?
Let's do that.
Let's do the full top 10 with DJ Wes at Radio 1. Wait for the drums. 1, 2, 3, go!
Outkast have gone down 3 at number 10 with The Way You Move. Kanye West, Through the Wire, is non-mover at number 9. Number 8 is Brand New, Atomic Kitten, Someone Like Me, and Right Now 2004.
Love it.
Britney Spears, Toxic, down 1 at number 7. Blue, Breathe Easy, dropped 2 to number 6. 5 has gone down 2 places as well. Anastasia, Left Outside Alone.
Love it.
Number 4 is down 2. DJ Casper, Cha Cha Slide. 3 is New, Twister and Slow Jams. And last week's number 1 drops 1, so to speak. Usher, yeah.
Which means number 1 is...
Oh, do you want me to do that bit as well?
Yeah, it's crucial to the top 10.
Which means that number 1, it's McFly of 5 Colours in Her Hair.
Yes! Great record. Everyone loves it. Do you know, still in the chart at number 21, 6 weeks later, Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl.
Yeah.
It's because of us, then.
Yeah, I should feel very proud.
I do. Thank
Good.
You. Yeah. Okay, would you like to... Have you heard our version of McFly?
No, I haven't actually.
Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to.
Okay. You're gonna be so jealous when you hear this. See what they've done?
Oh yeah, very good.
Chris Moyles, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, just damn my mobile, it's just noise, I'm afraid.
Right, okay, fine. You ready then to introduce the UK's number 1?
Yes, let's do it. So number 1 this week is McFly and 5 Colours in Her Hair. You can find out who's number 1 next Sunday from 4 o'clock with the official chart show on Radio 1 with me, Wes.
Wes, 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 Wes. Talk to you next week.
See you later.
She's got a lip ring and vodka.
Straight bar.
Everybody wants.
Told you. It's the UK's number 1.
I just thought with it.
Yeah, can't believe it. Who would have thought we got some more with no talent?
McFly and 5 Colours in Her Hair.
A new...
Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. Rachel sometimes.
She getting enough sleep, Rachel?
She's a little star. Half the things she says off the air, if only she could say them on the air. Would just confirm her status in society.
What?
Down there, low.
They're talking about me.
It's funny, every time I do it, well, I did an impression of Rachel earlier, and someone texts her and goes, shut up, Moles, you fat pillock, stop taking the mickey out of the brummies. And Rachel goes, I'm not a brummie! From Kidderminster, it's completely different. Right? Now missing. Is that right, Rach?
Yes.
Kidderminster, you're not a brummie, are you?
I'm from near Birmingham.
Near Birmingham. But you wouldn't class yourself as a Brummie, would you?
No, I'm from Kidderminster.
Kidderminster rules! Another great win for the Harriers of the weekend. What was the score?
It was a draw.
Was it Hull you were playing?
Mm.
See, I'm getting down my lower divisions. Well, you know, in my position, you need to start learning. Coming up, we're going to talk about Reverse Word. We've got One Big Weekend tickets to give away. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, how exciting. I'll give you more details if I can win them in just a second. Britney Spears and Outkast coming up. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. 1 minute past eight.
Claims the Madrid Bombers are dead.
And it's the FA Cup final for Millwall.
West, and there'll also be some sunshine later. Radio 1 Newsbeat is 5 minutes past eight.
Yesterday, I went out for a little bit of light lunch with my girlfriend and girlfriend mummy, you know, future mother-in-law, if they all play the cards right, you know what I mean? And it was all very nice and everything. We had a nice little time. It was all good. And while we're sitting there, somebody famous walked in.
Ooh. Could this constitute a guess who?
If you want. A very quick round, though.
All right. I, too, have a guess who.
No one of us the same one.
I doubt it.
Okay, all right. Okay, so somebody famous walked in while I'm having my lunch. Who was it? Dominic.
Male.
Female.
God, she's good.
TV presenter.
Singer. In a band.
No. Rachel.
Solo artist.
Hello? Are you in the same room?
Yes. Yes. solo artist.
Correct.
Do they have a single out at the moment?
I'm not aware they do, no.
Oh. I was going to say Kylie. That would have been a big one.
No.
Did she win Pop Idol?
No.
Sophie Ellis Bextor?
No.
Is she English?
Yes.
Pass, don't know.
That's just a noise. No. Juliet?
Pass.
That's hard.
Beverly Craven?
No.
Does she have a famous boyfriend?
Not anymore. Dominic?
Oh, I know!
Go on, Jules. I don't know.
Rachel Stevens.
Correct, Amondo. Well done. It's your first win, isn't it?
Yay!
So anyway, so I'm sitting there, and Rachel Stevens walks in. Bless her. And, you know. So then we finish off, pay the bill, and we start walking out, and Sophie goes, oh, no, look. And there's a fellow across the road, stood in the bus stop, with a camera. Paparazzi scumbag.
Joking.
And I'm with my girlfriend, Sophie, the beautiful light of my life.
Yeah.
And our mam, as we say up north. And I talked about this before. It's the weirdest thing in the world if you get papped, as it's known. Because it's just, it's quite intimidating. Because they're there with the camera, the little telephoto lens, whatever. And they act as if they're invisible. They really do. And it's everyone kind of looks at the photographer and then looks at you and then kind of and it's just it's a bit embarrassing really, so Sophie goes, look, there's a guy across the road, and Sophie and I haven't really been photographed together, and so I'm going, oh, let's just ignore him and just, you know, just walk down the road, and Sophie's going, oh God, what's he doing there? It was obviously after Rachel Stevens, you know, why is he interested in us? Meanwhile, Sophie's mum is absolutely wetting herself laughing. She finds this the funniest thing in the world. Now, no one trains you about these kind of things, but you learn as you go along, right, that if you see a pap, right, you don't look at him. Because if you look and go, oh, and you pull a face, that's what they get. You know, you look like you just farted. You know, like a picture of you walking, pulling a funny face, or going, oh, well, you know, bugger off, mate, or whatever. So we're not looking. Meanwhile, Sophie's mum, where? Where is he? Where? Don't look. He's just at the bus stop. There he is! Starts killing herself laughing. So we walk down the road and we go into this little shop. We're looking for some things, right, to buy, right? He comes down and he's following us. Like, snap, snap, snap. Hides behind a tree. The guy's bigger than the tree. And he just goes, sit, mate. You know, and he goes, all right. Snap, 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 snap. They just continue.
Do they actually do things like hide behind trees?
He's stood behind a tree, yeah.
Just in films.
And he pokes out like that. Snap, 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 snap.
That's stupid.
It must have taken like a roll of film. So you get, whatever. So we go into the shop. Little old deer behind the counter. We're just having a little look round. Meanwhile, he goes up to the glass of the shop and starts snapping away. So the woman behind the shop's going, is there someone famous outside? Outside, he's taking pictures of us. Can you not recognise me off the telly? You know, Brad Pitt. Anyway, so this goes on, and I thought, I've had enough of this now. Enough's enough. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I walk out, and I go up to him, and I go to tap him on the shoulder, on the elbow. I go to grab his elbow, literally as in to literally just go, you know, mate. And he goes, don't you touch me, get your hands off me. And I've gone, get my hands off you. And he goes, I'm only joking. All right, Chris, how are you? Actually, I'm all right, mate. I'm sure you've got enough pictures now, you know, do one. And he's gone, oh, can we just get one of your girlfriend getting in the car? No, you can't, mate. Just go on, get lost. And he went, well, go on, just, I said, no. Rachel Stevens is up the road, though, if you fancy getting a photo. So I apologise to Rachel. If she came out of lunch on Sunday and there's a guy taking a photo, I had to get him off the scent. So now I go one way, right, because I pop down to the pub. Sophie gets in the car. The guy follows Sophie, right? He's standing around the car taking photos of them as they get in. Meanwhile, Sophie's mum is still wetting herself laughing, finding this the most hilarious thing in the world. Everyone's staring. The guy standing at the front of the car, at the bonnet, snapping like that. Sophie's going, oh, God, I'm just going to get out of here. Jill's going, oh, look, he's still taking photos of it. So she now loves it. She loves the paparazzi thing. Whereas I still believe that they were pretty much all scumbags, especially this guy. So if that was you who was taking our photo, right, on one thing I'd like to say to you is I'm well annoyed with you, right, because I thought you were a little bit rude, a little bit out of order. But on the other side of that, is there any chance that Sophie's mum can have a few copies, please? That'd be great. We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, we'll go up and we'll get paid much more money. Where? Which one is it? Where? The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Right, 11 minutes past 8. Let's talk about one big weekend in just a few seconds if you want to win tickets. So we're giving away tickets for Saturday, for the dance day. Dance tickets for one big weekend coming up. Stay there. Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. Samantha in Aberdeen, you're absolutely right. What an idiot that paparazzi photographer was. I'd rather see a picture of Rachel Stevens than you, Mrs.
So would I, actually.
So would I! Uh-oh. Outcast and Hey Ya, still sounding good there. That's my Dustman theme. For Dustman everywhere.
Seems like a long time ago, that, now, doesn't it?
Oh, today, by the way, it's our 3-month anniversary on the air. Who'd have thought? I had 50 quid at Willie Mill. We'd get fired after 11 weeks. One big weekend. Dance. Speaking of betting, once again, another successful bet on the National for me at the weekend.
Who did you put money on?
Pretty much every single horse bar the winner. So every year it's the same. And they're under starters' orders, and they're off, except one. Mine. Yeah. It did all right, though. I think I was 8th.
That's not bad.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think that classes though each way, does it?
No.
So the first one big weekend of 2004 is coming up. Londonderry. A massive 2-day festival of live music brought to you exclusively by BBC Radio 1 and BBC Music Live. Now, we're playing in a playing fields, okay? And many people have started to pronounce the name of this playing fields wrong. Right? And Dominic has given me a great tip on how to remember how to pronounce it, okay?
Yep.
Which is to say it like the chairman of Leeds United would say it.
What, Gerald Krasner?
Yeah.
How would he say it?
Well, what's the name of it?
Prehen.
Right.
Prehen.
Because that's who he talks, isn't he?
Prehen.
Like that. Like that.
Prehen playing fields, I believe.
Prehen playing fields. So that's where we're going to be. All tickets, by the way, are free. They'll be available from the Radio and box office. That'll be opening 5 p.m. this Saturday. Wow. During Judge Jules' show. Yeah. And we're going to give away tickets for the Saturday dance day first. Yeah. And once they've all gone, we'll do out the Sunday tickets. More details, check out Radio 1 online. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The dance day is going to be Saturday, April 24th. With a headliner from Faithless.
Faithless.
DJ sets from the likes of Tongi, Seb Fontaine, Fergie, Cole Hamilton, Tall Paul, who, by the way, really is tall. And also a really nice bloke. He did a DVD of How to Be a DJ, where he teaches you how to mix. It's really good.
Have you got it?
Huh?
Have you got it?
No, but my belly's in it.
Was that filmed in Ibiza, then, when you were out there?
Filmed all over the world, yeah. Anyway, I've got it. It's good. I'll lend it to you if you want.
That'd be nice.
So, dance day, Saturday, 24th of April. Free tickets.
One.
available from Guildhall Square in Derry from 5 o'clock this Saturday afternoon while Judge Jules is on the air. So what we're going to do is give away a pair of tickets this morning if you want to go. So what the great idea is, somebody in the building who doesn't work on the show, is when you hear Judge Jules say something remarkable, that will be your cue to call in and win. I'm not responsible for the lines that Judge Jules utters. Only he and his bizarre, twisted mind. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
When you hear Judge Jules say the following...
More clout than Wayne Rooney's family reunion.
There you go.
So that wasn't the clip, that was just an illustration to listen out for.
I've got to play it, otherwise you don't know what you're listening
yes.
for. I'm going to play it one more time as an example. Please, by the way, if there are any doctors listening, you know, obviously, Matt needs to give us tips on how to sew our sides back together again after this hilarious line.
More clout than Wayne Rooney's family reunion.
You see what he's done there? You see, granted, a family reunion wasn't right. It was a birthday party, but...
It was fiancé.
Well, exactly.
Why?
Right, so that's the deal. When you hear Jules say that any time in the next... it'll be before 9 o'clock.
Top tip for you.
Thanks very much. Call us up, 08700 100 100. First five people through get a pair of tickets each for Derry on Saturday, 24th of April.
My birthday.
Is it really? I'll be 34 years old, Comedy Dave.
34
years old.
24 days.
Oh, yeah, 24 as well. So when you hear Jules saying that line about Rooney... That's a hilarious line, isn't it? By the way, if any of the Rooney family are listening, I have nothing to do with that. Judge Jules is the one that you want to clout. Not me.
He's not going to be DJ in the next do, is he? Come out as anything. Oh. Just nothing noise.
If the Rooney family would like tickets to come and meet Judge Jules, I could sort that out for you. Do you think Rooney's dad listens to this show? I bet he'd love the show, Rooney's dad.
I have no idea.
I know you, Dave. I think you sound. I mean. So, Judge Jules, what are you listening out for? You could be going to One Big Weekend on the Saturday. Faithless, Seb Fontaine, Pete Tong, and Judge Jules with a black eye, live on stage.
Why?
It's good, isn't it?
Why?
I heard Vernon's first Saturday show. I heard him on Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
So did I.
I thought he sounded very good. With his little Bolton voice on the air.
Hello, it's Vernon Kay on Radio 1. Hey, we're doing National Sweepstake. Phone up, I'll give you host. And if your host wins, you win a prize.
That sounds more like Mel B when you do that.
Well, same thing. And he had Natasha Bedingfield on.
I didn't hear all of it. I must have missed that bit.
She lied. I caught her in a lie. You know, we've always said this thing. You ask anybody what's the first single they ever bought or the first live gig they went to or the first album they ever bought, there's a 90% chance if they reply with something cool, the first live gig was a cool one or the first album was a cool album, there's a 90% chance they're lying. Because the first record we all bought when we were kids, generally, it's rubbish and tacky, right? So Vernon goes, what's the first album you ever bought?
What was the first album you ever bought?
And she went, oh, gosh, if you have to think about it, then, you know, then it's not true. She goes, no, I would have to I think, yes, Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of... You liar! You didn't buy... That wasn't your first... My first album was Raiders of the Pop Charts, Part 1, that you also got Part 2 free. I'll be honest, first gig I went to see, Nick Kershaw at the Queen's Hall in Leeds. What was your first album? I'd have to say Stevie Wonder. You liar! You're lying! Tell the truth. But it's true, they're all liars. Well, maybe not all liars, but you know what I mean. So anyway, so she sounded nice and I saw a clip of her. She's quite fit. We're saying this.
She's better looking than Daniel, I think.
Well, I'd have to agree with you there, I must admit. I'm desperately now padding because I'm trying to find her song on the screen. Oh, is it in? Oh, okay. That's right then.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
This'll be it.
Oh,
you single people out
there. Oh, yeah. Natasha Bedingfield. What's the first time you ever wrote? I'd have to say Stevie Wonder.
I'm not waiting around for a man to save me. Cause I'm how I wanna be.
Now, I saw a clip of her on, might have been Top of the Pops, actually.
Friday night.
It's all right. It's looks quite good. Natasha Bedingfield. How old is she? Do we know?
I would hazard a guess that she's about 18.
Oh, is she?
Don't know. I'm just making it up.
So I'd be a perfect older man. You know, I'm only 24, so it's not, you know, not too much older than her, is it? You know what I mean?
Well, I suppose in that world, no.
Coming out on the 3rd of May, Natasha Bedingfield. Robin Hull. My first album was Babylon Zoo, Spaceman. How cool am I? I bought Chalk Dust by The Brat, 1982, I think. Do you remember that?
Nope.
It's a novelty single parodying John McEnroe in the tennis. Do you remember the Chalk Dust thing? You must remember that. You cannot be serious and all that.
I remember who John McEnroe was, or indeed is.
Paul from Huddersfield, my first album was Bad Manners, and the first gig I went to was UB40. Now, you know this guy ain't lying.
You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't like lie about that, would you?
Dean from Worcester, my first gig was Michael Jackson at Wembley. Again, you probably know he's telling the truth as well.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Was that yours as well, Alad? Michael Jackson at Wembley. So many jokes, so little time. Coming up then, be listening out for Judge Jules, your chance to win tickets for the One Big Weekend Dance Day. We'll play the Strokes and NERD in a second. Here's some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news this morning, police in Spain say five of the men, including the master... If you've got a child under six, you can ask your boss for things like job sharing, working from home or flexi hours. They have to consider it by law. And a survey today says nearly 8 out of 10 people who've asked over the past year have got help. But it doesn't always work. Mandy was allowed to work flexi time after her first child. When she said she was pregnant again, they stopped it.
Having obviously been working for years and not having had a family and now experiencing it from the other side, I see that there's not a whole lot of options for mothers in particular with children, and fathers too.
So it works for male and female?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
How good?
So in theory, I
what
could...
What if you have a niece or a nephew? Does that... Can I still have time off then?
I don't think they stipulate that if you have a niece or nephew, you can...
There's a couple of toddlers next door. Time.
Yeah. I don't really think it works like that. It's more if the child's yours.
Come on, that should at least... There's a couple of kids live next door. That must at least give me an afternoon off. I can leave early on a Friday.
If you write to the boss and say, I know some children in the street, probably wouldn't.
There's a nursery about half a mile from where I live.
Yeah, wouldn't work.
Right.
And McFly have gone straight in at number one. And a new survey shows we haven't got a clue...
Oh, that's a big story about McFly, though.
Well, you've been talking about it
full
all morning.
Full of facts.
Everyone knows it. And
is that serious? Is that... These kids, it's their debut single. They go to number one with their debut release, and you write, McFly have gone straight in at number one. It's not... 8-9 words.
Do we not get time off for supporting McFly?
Yeah, they're children.
Do you know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Flexi-fly.
Flexi-pop.
And a new survey shows we haven't got a clue when it comes to history. Researchers tested more than 2,000 people over 16. They found many believed Hitler never existed, and that's just for starters. Here's Newsbeat's Richard Westcott.
Some believe the Battle of Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings actually happened. They also thought the Battle of Endor from Return of the Jedi was real. One in four thought Robin Hood was real, and others thought Edmund Blackadder and Xena Warrior Princess did exist.
More clout than Wayne Rooney's family reunion.
So it's Man U against Millwall in the FA Cup final.
There'll be some showers, mainly in the west. There'll also be some sunshine later.
One road travel.
It's a Swansea road this morning. It's the A4216. Roadworks at Sketty, so temporary traffic lights have been plugged in at Cockett Road. That's at the junction with Vivian Road.
One road travel on Radio 1.
And the time now is 8:35.
I believe Alad is aware of Cockett Road. Because he knows Swansea very well. He knows the area. Alad, is that true? Cockett? Cockett, Alad? Cockett, yeah?
Yeah.
In Swansea, Cockett Road. Yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah, good.
It's thumbs up, he did there.
The junction with Vivian Road, yeah? You've been on the corner at Cockett? Okay, fair enough.
I'd just like to live there.
Would you?
Wouldn't you?
Cockett Road.
See the junction with Vivian. That's what they call it.
Cockett and Vivian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've never had a Cockett and Vivian in the travel one road travel before.
8:36.
Have we not?
No, strangely.
Wow. I'd like to say hello to everyone who's called Vivian, might be listening to the show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or indeed, Cockett. Maybe your name is Vivian Cockett. It's possible.
Hmm.
Hello, Vivian Cockett speaking. On behalf of the roadworks in Sketty.
I don't know.
There might be.
I very much doubt it. My first album was that, Now That's What I Call Music 6, on vinyl. And my first single was The Firm, Star Trekking, from Carl in Lancs. Carl, you're telling the truth. I saw the advert for the new Now That's What I Call Music album. It's about 58 now.
I've got Now 6. It's got a Simple Minds Alive and Kicking on it. It's great.
But you know, actually, I've got Now... Sick. Is that the dark cover or the light cover?
The dark cover with, it looks like a sort of pocket, jeans pocket type thing with...
Has that got Fergal Sharkey's A Good Heart on
yes.
it? Yes. Yes, I've got that.
85?
I know. My first gig was New Kids on the Block at Wembley, M on the A2. Jill Calvert in Glasgow, You're a Star. First album, Shwaddy Waddy. First gig, Shaking Stevens. I Have Better Taste Now. Nick in Port Talbot, my first single was Aztec Lightning theme to the theme to the 86 World Cup. Alan in London, first gig, Curiosity Killed the Cat at Crawley Leisure Centre. Now, you know this person...
You wouldn't make that up.
You wouldn't make it up. Honest for... Honest Bob. I think they might have said Honest Bob. But you got him Honest Bob in Northampton. My first record was If Only I Could by Sidney Youngblood. John in Manchester, first gig, UB40, supported by Biddy McLean. Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Well, in so many ways.
And my favourite one, so far, first gig, Genesis at Nebworth, first single, Do the Bartman. No, I'm not telling you who I am. And I don't blame you. What was your first gig? Wasn't yours Wham?
Wham at the Coliseum in Hong Kong. First album, Rio, Duran Duran.
First gig, Juliet?
Wham.
What?
Hello, Wham in Birmingham.
Dominic, first gig?
Madonna, Who's That Girl World Tour at Wembley.
Rachel, first gig?
Simple Minds.
Nick Kershaw beats all of you.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Nick Kershaw, Riddle Tour, 84. Get in. He comes up on the stage singing, Everyone's Coming Up Roses. Remember everything about it. Green fingerless gloves on, everything.
I had green on the right, pink on the left.
Oh.
And then the socks were reversed round the other
That's
way round.
Right, yeah. Had to be done, had to be done. It was the look. That's how I believe people dress now for street gigs. They don't mean to or think they're wearing different colours. They just are. 8.38, Radio 1.
He seemed impressed by the way you...
NERD, She Wants to Move. Right, so before the sport, you may have heard Judge Jules doing his hilarious line about Rooney. What a whack. Same scriptwriter as Scott Mills, I believe. The first five callers that got through to us got a pair of tickets for the One Week Weekend in Derry at... Playing Fields.
Prehend Playing Fields.
That's what I said. Anne-Marie from Belfast. Wait, actually, hang on, don't clap. Let me do my...
You have some tension music.
No, I'm going to do the five winners, all right? Five winners of the tickets, and they are... Anne-Marie from Belfast! Glad that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Stacey from Bristol! Isn't it? Tony from Derry! Yay. Amanda from Cannock!
Yay.
And David from Taunton!
Yay.
You all win a pair of tickets for One Big Weekend Saturday Dance Day! See that?
How exciting.
I am telling you. More tomorrow?
Yes, please.
Oh, lovely. A couple of things I need to go through my text messages on my phone. Because people have been texting me and asking me for things, right?
What, are friends of yours?
Yes. And I may as well just read it out now on the air, because I'm going to forget to do anything about it. So I'm going to do it now. So if anybody can help me out with tickets and things for the next few things, then let me know, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the most bizarre one was a text message from my cousin, who said, Chris, I've just got a copy of the Madonna sex book. Is there any chance you can get it signed for me? Now, I know it's a bit of a long shot, but, you know, at least I've asked now, do you know what I mean? That's the main...
About 10 years ago, at least.
Eh?
About 10 years ago.
Well, it was 92, I believe.
12 years ago, then.
My friend Wendy would like tickets to see Duran Duran. So if anyone could help with either Madonna's autograph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to mainly the record company people here, the PR people. You know, don't just, you know, get fake it and fax it in. That's no good. So my cousin Chez wants the Madonna sex book signed, right? Wendy wants tickets to see Duran Duran. Actually, I quite fancy tickets to see Duran Duran, right?
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Dara wants Glastonbury tickets. He can't get any Glastonbury tickets. There's my cousin Dara. I think that's about it.
That's not bad for starters, is
it? Yeah. But please, to any other of my friends, don't bother texting in. But yeah, so there you go. So that's not too much, is it? Glastonbury tickets, Duran Duran tickets, and Madonna's autograph.
I think that's plenty to ask for.
That's Dara, Wendy, and Jez. Keep them all happy. Big game tonight, the football for Leeds United and Leicester. It's what I'm calling the six-pointer game. Because I'm going to watch it in the boozer tonight. You're more than welcome to join me, Alad, if you fancy a bit of football.
I need to understand why it's a six-pointer first.
Right, okay.
You can't get 6 points in a game.
No. Okay, Leeds and Leicester next to each other in the Premiership.
Right.
We're about eighth and ninth, respectively. Shut up, Dave. So, we need as many points as possible.
Yeah.
Okay? If Leeds win tonight, we get the 3 points.
Yeah.
Leicester don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is very, very important. We would then... Well, actually, we wouldn't actually go higher than Leicester.
Do I get the table?
Well, no, I know what the table is. I think we go equal on points with Leicester. We've got 25 points.
Right.
They've got 28 points.
Right.
Now, if Leicester win...
Yeah.
Right, they're 3 points ahead, right?
Yes.
If Leicester win, they go 6 points ahead.
Right,
creating a bigger divide.
Yes.
I think they might even go out the bottom three. Yeah, they would. They'd leapfrog Portsmouth. Okay? Is that right?
You win tonight, you go up to 28 points.
Yeah. If Leicester City win tonight, they go out the bottom three, the relegation zone, and they dump down, albeit maybe temporarily,
yeah, you don't move up if you beat Leicester, because the goal difference is better.
Yeah.
They go up to 31, the goal difference, they'd still be behind Blackburn, they'd be in 17th.
Right. So it's a big game. So
they go above Portsmouth.
If they win, yes.
They win, right.
If Leeds win, we stay where we are.
Right.
But then we're equal points with Leicester.
Mm-hmm. What points are Portsmouth?
Portsmouth got 30.
Right. So even if they lost, you're still underneath Portsmouth. Still underneath...
Yeah, there's no need to rub it in. Okay?
I'm just getting to grips with it, that's all.
Yeah, well, you're getting to grips just with it. Fine, thank you very much, right? Okay. Basically, Leeds United need loads of points.
So we're six coming then? I still don't see six.
Dave.
The reason for six, Alad, is because both teams are desperate for the 3 points, right? Now, because it's a relegation dogfight, the six-point thing refers to the fact that you get 3 points, but also you deny 3 points to the other side. Thus, do you see what I mean?
No.
Okay.
How can you do that? Okay, never mind.
That's what the six-pointer thing
it's
means.
It's football, actually. I just agreed not to understand
it. It's because
it.
You get 3 points, but you also deny the other side 3 points. Right. Thus, together,
look,
it's all
right,
a six-pointer.
Here we go, right? Leeds United need these 3 points.
Yeah.
Leicester need these 3 points.
Right,
okay.
Yes.
Now, if we were playing a team that... If we were playing Liverpool...
Well,
bad example, but you know what I mean.
Mm.
As far as the relegation battle goes, Liverpool don't really need 3 points to stay up, because they're going to stay up, so they're fine. Okay? Whereas Leeds and Leicester both need the points. So whoever wins tonight, now let's say, you know, it's Leeds, we get the 3 points, Leicester lose 3 points. They don't lose 3 points, but they go... Oh, do you know
Can
what?
You put it in a world that I understand?
All right, okay.
Come dancing, right?
No, hairspray, right? Okay. So you got 3 bottles of hairspray that I really need, okay?
You don't use hairspray.
Well, gel, actually, hairspray. And so, and Will next to me also needs hairspray badly.
Why would you have 3 bottles of hairspray?
I don't know, it helps. Because there's 3 points, there's 3 bottles.
Okay, yeah, that works. So Will takes your 3 bottles of hairspray, right? Therefore, he's got 3 bottles of hairspray.
And I'm denied my
You're
three.
Denied your three as well.
I've got
so
big
if
hair.
You if you're both vying for hairspray supremacy, try saying that after a few, right? That would be a six.
You know what? I don't think I've ever tried to say that phrase in my life.
That would be a six canner.
I'm not seeing six cans.
What?
But okay, fine.
Look,
I'll watch it tonight and see what happens.
Why don't you just stay in and watch EastEnders instead?
I'll Sky Plus it and fast forward.
Hey, how about this? Why don't you come to the pub, right, with all the lads, few pints, watch the game?
No, no.
We'll let
you shout a lot. I don't like that.
There'll be a...
Come on, Leeds!
That's it! That's it!
I don't like
you
that.
Could do that!
I don't like it.
You could so do that.
I jump every time something happens. Like, whoa!
That's good!
Oh,
no, that's good! That's really good.
Tell you what might appeal, though, Alad, is that if Leeds score, there's lots of hugging goes on.
Yeah, well, is Juliet going to be there? I'll hug Juliet.
Well, the football's on, and we're going to be in a pub, so chances are, yes, she will be there. So, does that sway it for you?
It does, actually,
oh,
yeah.
Good, I'll see you in the boozer later.
This Bank Holiday Monday morning from...
on a day when we're off. Yes. That's a great idea. So Monday, then, from 10 in the morning, you get to choose what Radio 1 plays. I talked to the guy who's the head of music at Radio 1 about it, and he's given me the rules. And the rules are something like they can't repeat the same song. And there's, like, two other rules that are very minute, but that's about it. If you want Iron Maiden, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter, phone up, you might get played. If you want Two in a Room, wiggle it. Monday morning from 10 at Radio 1.
I look the stairs so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time.
You know, when you do the show, you've got to take into account that it's the morning and people are a bit tired. You have to keep reminding yourself of this. Because otherwise, you kind of get annoyed at some of the stupid listeners. Email comes in, and I'm talking about you, Neil Bowman, in Great Yarmouth.
What have I done?
Subject, six-pointer. Dear all, that is the worst explanation ever, he says. You don't deny the other team 3 points. It's how different the table would be depending on the result, i.e. if Leeds won 30 points and Leicester 27. If Leeds won, they would be six clear of Leicester. If they lost, the teams are level. So they are effectively 6 points better off against Leicester than they had... What are you on about? We're not on 30 points. Dummy boy.
You wish you were on 30 points.
Oh,
you wish you were on 28 points.
26, it was,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So stop trying to be a smart-ass, Neil. Anyway, as somebody else said, look, stop explaining the six-pointer idea to Alan. Just let him get on with this cross-stitch, which I thought was quite nice.
Six stitches to me, three to you.
Alan doesn't do cross-stitch.
Alan doesn't do football. He doesn't understand. Hasn't he got some kind of job on the board at Aberystwyth?
Isn't he chairman? He's got his own parking space and everything.
We should go and support
him. He's definitely
on the committee. Yeah, he's got some kind of honorary role at Aberystwyth Football Club.
Did you see Rachel's face? Alid doesn't do cross-stitch. Come on.
What's wrong with my face?
It's Macrame, anyway. You don't hear much about Macrame these days, do you?
They're the number one in the charts.
Are they?
Yeah. Five colours in their hair.
Oh, that's McFly.
Right, okay.
Macrame.
Sorry about that. Right, TD Slink then, Dave. How do you get to this morning's TD Slink for Friday's TD Slink? EMF Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is what you might say if you've just seen a 10-foot-tall yellow pig selling candy floss to a small family of ducks who had just emerged from a pond full of custard. Custard rhymes with mustard, which can be English or French. Other things that can be English or French include salad dressing, subtitles and cars. Cars are made nowadays with the help of robots. Robot Wars is hosted by Craig Charles, who's well known for being an actor from Red Dwarf. Excuse me, Red Dwarf has the initials RD, which interestingly are also the initials of Reginald Dwight, better known as Elton John. Elton John likes nice things and is a big fan of the Royal Mail. The Royal Mail are best known for delivering letters. Letters are a crucial ingredient in the TV shows Countdown and Reverse Award. Reverse Award is hosted by Scott Mills and is destined to be as popular a show as Craig Doyle's Holiday. And when you think of the word holiday in the context of early Madonna hit singles, you think of Holiday by Madonna, which right. Links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Madonna and Holiday.
Wow. You see what he's done there, Dominic?
It's borderline genius.
Isn't it? Yeah. The emphasis on the borderline, yeah, and not borderline. Genius. Right, Madonna at Radio 1. 3, 4. Okay, there you go. That's just the end of the Madonna song there.
Well, you know when they set an edit on that thing, they're not joking, are they?
We have got to get together. No holiday!
Who edited that?
I've no idea. Someone was obviously putting that onto the computer, dying for a pee. They're jigging like that, going, oh, I'm going to wipe myself, I'm going to wipe myself. Tell you what, we'll just fade it out here, shall we? Right, enter, that'll do. And that's what they've done. Done a runner.
Not good enough.
Not good enough at all. Who should blame that on?
Miles.
Good morning, Miles. Blame on Sarita and Chris like we normally do.
We could blame it on Billy. Security.
Do you know what? Blame it on the weatherman.
Bewitched.
Yeah, it's all Bewitched's fault. Where are Bewitched these days? 81199 on the text. Are you Bewitched? What are you up to these days?
Yes, this is halftime,
by the way. To be sure. Anyway, Seamless Link?
Yeah, Seamless Link.
Beautiful. It's 9:05. Car park catchphrase coming up. We have prizes to give away today.
What sort of prizes?
Well, I shall show you them here.
Please illustrate.
Okay. First of all, you will win a game of... it's a game for your games console. Because we have to be careful. That it can either be the two letters and a number games console, or the one letter of the alphabet box console.
Oh, I see.
PS2 or an Xbox. Right. Is what I'm saying, basically. Right. Of the new Bond game. Everything or Nothing.
James Bond.
No, Jenny Bond. Mm. It's a fantastic...
It's like a royal thing.
Yeah.
She stands outside Book House.
Yeah. And you've got to collect the royal clues, Dave. Here, I'll read the back of the blurb. Jenny Bond is a special royal secret agent. Fight... All new hand-to-hand combat system. Now in third-person view. Variety of driving missions. Plus special bonus Stroke the Corgi game.
There you go.
That sounds cracking, that.
You see,
it?
You may laugh at me. People will be making it as we speak.
And the also with the games console... not games console, games prizes. Oh, hello. Is this, which is actually really, really cool. If you open the box this way. Is it this way? Or the other way? Or
the other way.
Look at this, look.
Ooh. Have a look.
He didn't...
Go on, what?
You need to do that again, because Dave didn't see
that. Oh, okay, sorry.
Let's have a look.
Hang on. Okay, right.
He pushes the box in.
Shh, don't give it a go. Don't give it away. You ready?
Yeah.
Watch this. It's not working. Shh.
Just pull it out. I know what you're
push
doing.
Push it the other end.
Do you push it? Oh, yeah, do you? You ready? Right, here we go.
Your rubbish at that.
Stupid bloody thing.
So you push
anyway,
it
it's a good prize.
So describe right, exactly what it is.
Right, what it is. It's a 007, right, digital camera. But it's hidden, like 007 would hide his gadgets, in a Zippo lighter case.
Wow.
It's tiny.
So you open up the set, because I've got one, right? I won one on Friday's show. So, thank you. Open up your Zippo, and I can take a picture of you, like this. Like that. And then, take it out, with that little thing there, connected to your computer, and you can see the pictures.
And it really works, Rachel, because Chris was demonstrating this in the office on Friday, and taking pictures of all sorts of people. Well, those that weren't off on the away day.
So there you go. So they're the prizes, if you want to be on Car by Catchphrase, and here's what you have to do if you want to win.
Call now, 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car park, and know your catchphrases.
What a beautiful voice he's got.
Shut up, you.
You need to be in a car park, and what do we prizes?
No, I didn't say that.
Prizes!
Say that! I said you need to know your catchphrases.
You need to know your catchphrases.
That's better. You're going to take the mickey out of me. Do it properly.
I'm sorry. Dave has a guess who.
I do, and it's a good one.
And I've got a guess what.
Okay, can we do mine first?
And people will be amazed. I'm not going to do myself any favours, I'm going to be honest about a guess what.
I think my guess who would benefit from more players.
Okay, Dominic will come in.
And Juliet.
Is Juliet coming in?
Yes,
is
why
is that
not?
A wise move?
Why not?
Okay.
Broadchurch.
Charlotte. So, where did he see this famous person?
Right, on the mic, Juliet. I saw this famous person yesterday afternoon in a Tesco supermarket in North London.
Wow. I didn't realise it was some glamorous location like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, just before they shut at 5.
Wow. What, they were closing the supermarket themselves?
Yes. Well, no. Anyway, let's play.
Can I go first?
Yep.
Male.
Yes.
A singer.
No.
Rubbish.
A footballer.
Has been.
Ooh.
Paul Mariner.
It's an interesting guess, Dominic. But incorrect.
Juliet.
A TV pundit.
Yes.
Is it? Hang on, now you get another go.
Oh. Does he have dark hair?
Yes.
Come on.
Is he tall?
Not overly tall.
That's a no, then.
Did he used to play for Liverpool?
No.
Is it Gary Lineker?
No.
Is he also a manager?
No, he's a TV pundit.
Well,
well, he could come under both categories.
So he's a manager?
But perhaps not at the moment.
Is he a BBC TV pundit?
No.
Pass.
Have I ever spoken to this person?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So it's not Venables anyway.
Did he play for his country?
I think so, yeah.
Is it Andy Townsend?
No.
Is it an ITV TV pundit?
Is it an ITV?
ITV one.
No.
Is it a Sky TV pundit?
Yes.
Oh. Still don't know who it is. Pass.
I don't know.
Is it Andy Gray?
No.
And it, Charlie Nicholas?
No.
No.
Why don't you try going through some of the teams that he might have been a manager of in the past few years?
Just think about the time, you know, Rachel.
Yeah.
It's half time.
I know.
We can take our time.
All right, then.
This is Ben's favourite bit of the show.
Morning, Ben.
Boss Ben. Morning, Ben.
You go first, Rachel. Pass, Chris.
Well, I'm just going to go through Sky commentators. Martin Tyler.
No. Actually, don't get too caught up on the Sky thing. That might be a dangerous route to take.
Really?
I think I know.
Tim?
Is he Scottish?
Yes, he is.
Go on.
Did he used to manage Arsenal?
Yes, he did.
Go on!
George Graham.
Is the right answer.
George Graham would have thought Leeds United was in North Yorkshire the other week.
I saw George Graham yesterday in Tesco's three times.
What was he buying?
First time I saw him in the fruit and veg department with his hands on carrots.
No.
Then I lost him when I went for some squash. I saw him again in the aisle with tea and coffee and Easter eggs. And then I saw him again in the express checkout just before they closed the store.
Were you stalking him?
No, I wasn't. I was just, you know what it's like when you're shopping. You do see the same people. You know, you zigzag around the aisles and you see them again.
I saw Anna Friel in Dried Fruit.
Did you?
I haven't seen that movie. When does that come out? Oh, is that straight to video?
Very good, Phil. Yeah.
I saw Anna Friel in Dried Fruit. Good morning.
I was quite impressed with that guest, Sue. That was one of my better ones. Better than Dr. Hilary Jones.
Yeah, a lot better. Later on, I've got a very shocking guess what. Meanwhile, Franz Ferdinand.
Take your white finger.
That's a great record. It reminds me a little bit of something. Oh, that's it, yeah. 1,000 songs that sound similar. Ocean Lab Satellite comes out fortnight today. I'll be buying that. For that Franz Ferdinand Matinee comes out the same day. I think that's great. Looking forward to seeing them in Derry. When we head out there, they're playing the Sunday, the band's day. I like that Matinee record. I really like it. They're really,
so do I.
Really grown on me as well. Not that they're a Chaz and Dave style tribute band or anything like that. Oh, Matinee, Matinee. Although, it'd be a great parody. They might not appreciate it, though. Do you know, I'm slowly and surely upsetting everybody on that lineup so far. Apparently, Frank Skinner from the streets.
Not Frank Skinner.
Richard Skinner from the streets.
Mike Skinner, I think his name is.
Correct.
Called me a rude name on Cox's show on Friday. I can't repeat it, but it was something to do with if my head was a door handle. I can't really give you any more clues.
Knock a head.
You know, and we're going to... We're going to have to... All right. Thanks. We're going to have to work with this guy as well when we do the one big weekend.
You're going to have to work with him. We'll be back in the hotel.
You'll be staying. You'll be in your Winnebago with the door locked.
Yep.
You know, see, I'm going to have to make peace with him. You know, I've got no gripe with him personally. If anything, I thought I was very honest and open about the streets when I had my discussion the other day. If really he's got a problem with anyone, it should be you.
Who?
You.
That's an outrageous thing to say.
As you said, you think his records are all right. It's just a shame that he's on them.
That's just my personal opinion.
Whereas, you know, and I said, like the new record, I like the new record. Mm. And I like the Don't Mug Yourself record. I just thought original pirate material, stick up your aerial, whatever, it was rubbish.
Lock down your aerial.
Yeah?
Lock down your aerial.
Oh, by the way,
down.
We learned afterwards, that's got nothing to do with car washes.
No, I know.
It's to do with pirate radios or something like that, and nothing to do with, like, putting your aerial down when you go through, A, a car wash, or, B, parking in a dodgy area, because I had mine snapped off once on the Cortina.
When you drive through the car wash, lock your doors. You don't want the soapy water getting on your floors. That kind of thing.
I don't think he appreciated it an awful lot.
I don't think so. I think he think. Well, he, as I said, he thinks that I am a door handle head.
Well, there you go.
That's what he called me. I think, how rude.
How rude.
How rude. Oi, Skinner. Rude boy. And I don't mean that in a hip-hop yo-yo way. Seriously. But I don't, you know, I don't want to fall out. I've never met the guy. I'm sure he's a lovely guy.
We're not in the business of antagonising people.
I want to see him, I want to see him the night before.
Rachel, don't laugh.
Have a beer with him, do you know what I mean? You know, bond with him.
I think you're going to be best friends.
Pardon?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
I can see it happening.
Hand or head.
I listen to him when I'm in my bed, even though that he's a... head. You know what I mean?
Handlehead.
Yeah, handlehead. All right. Leave it out. Thank you. I was going to talk about my, do the guess what thing.
Oh, yeah, you said this was impressive, didn't you?
You know about this.
Do I?
Yes.
Oh, no, you're not talking about that, are you?
From Friday night.
Are you really going to talk about that?
Guess what?
No!
No! I was going to talk about what I bought in the auction.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know if I should or not.
Why don't we play a record and then you can decide?
You're obsessed with this record playing business.
It's almost as if it's like a music radio station.
It's almost like after the show, you have a meeting and they tell you off on a daily basis for me not playing enough records.
No, I just think it'll give you 3 minutes to have a think.
I can think on the air for 3 minutes whilst talking.
We've done this before.
Well, we could listen to a record.
I'm thinking right now, yeah. Believe it or not, Rachel.
Are you?
Yeah.
Paddle around and then hope by the end of the link you've thought about what you were going to talk about in the first place.
Paddle around.
This is the breakfast show, Dave. You shouldn't be paddling.
Why not? Paddling is fine. There's nothing wrong with paddling. Paddling and paddling through corridors and factories.
Handlehead.
Stop it now.
Right, leave it out.
Turn it in, Dave. Turn it in. Right, looking at the text messages, people seem to be saying, don't make peace with him. Maybe you should, you know, maybe we put it to the vote, that's what we do.
Smoke the pipe of peace.
Huh? No, I don't think it's like that, Dave.
Oh, the faculty youth was upon you when our eyes first met. And a little team.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're now going to put the Richard Skinner... argument to the
Mike
vote.
Skinner.
Mike Skinner. Sorry, Mike Skinner to the vote, right? So the question is, right, Mike Skinner from the streets called me a door handle head, and I thought it was very rude. I don't think I was rude to him. I thought I was all right. So, do you think that I should, A, try and make peace with Mike Skinner from the streets? You know, because I want to be his friend. I want the hatred to end. I want to hold his hand and support his band. You know, I'm rhyming like he does. You know, do I do that? Do I go up to him and go, come on, mate, you know, let's put it there, son. Let's have a beer. You know? You disagree, I disagree. Let's agree on alcohol. You know, something like that. Mm. Or do I continue to, well, I was going to say continue to slag him off, but I haven't really slagged
him
off.
All we merely did, Rachel, was host the forum for opinion.
That's right. Granted, we got 70% of our audience saying that, he's rubbish. But, I don't, you know, I was going to put it to the vote, I'm not going to. That's how big I am. I'm not going to put it to the vote, because I can predict the results. But I'm not going to. Because I was going to say, oh, B, do we keep slagging him? But I haven't slagged him. You know? But he's, you know, apparently, door handle head. I mean, seriously, Dominic, can you believe that? You, as a parent and a mature man.
Yes.
That's just childish, isn't it?
That's right.
Picking on me like that.
Shake hands and push things forward.
Yeah.
Let's push things forward.
Because I don't want any trouble between us. If this continues, you know, he's going to have enough sour grapes to make bad wine for the next 100 years. That's Longman's gag, not mine. But, you know, I don't know. Watch this space. Anyway, people texting in. I can't read out most of your text messages because you're nasty, vicious people who you just want to punch up between the pair of us. But I'm not going down that road.
Why, Chris? You're too chicken.
Yes. You know, he's fit. He might be hard. I mean, look at the way he dresses. But I just want to be everybody's friend. Look at the lineup for the One Big Weekend on the Sunday, right? Mm. Avril Lavigne. I have no gripe with her. Ash, I love them. Franz Ferdinand, love them. Keen, love them. Although, granted, I did walk into a bit of a minefield the other day when I went, what are you doing, the band, mate? And he goes, I'm the lead singer. Thanks for watching our set from about half an hour ago.
Brilliant moment.
Sorry, I was late. Khalees, not a problem. I have sat in the same restaurant as her. You know, we didn't talk, but still, we would have done. And the Streets. And, you know, and I don't have a problem with Mike. I say we have a drink. What do you think? Let's have a drink with him.
When? Before or after?
Yeah, before. The night before we have a drink. Let's do that then. We'll have a drink. You, me. Rachel, are you up for that? What a surprise.
I'll set it up.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Yeah, I'll drink.
Alcohol involved, you'll be there. Oh, I want to make up with him as well. You haven't said anything bad about him. Shut your face, where's the bar? That kind of thing. So anyway, so we'll just keep this. Keep listening for more details. I'm sorry, Julia, I appear to be talking while you're making noise reading the newspaper. I'll show up, shall I, move on? You're obviously desperate to read your sport headline.
9:30.
Here's Dom and Jules with news and sport.
Spanish police say five of the Madrid train bombers have killed them. Radio 1. And the time now is 9:34.
Hi, Des here. Join us for the big boxing match between Door Handle Moyles and Frank Richard Mike Skinner. It's going to be very entertaining.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
You know, I've already done a parody of this song. I was waiting for all the listeners to have it in the, you know, pre-built so they know it already. Ready to go. I don't think we're going to play it, are we?
I don't think it's going to get aired.
See, Rachel says we should.
It's a shame, because...
I don't think it'd work.
We'll have to listen to it again off-air.
Just play the Britney Spears one instead.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's do that parody of the Streets.
I listen to Chris Moyles when I'm lying in my bed, even though he's a complete door handle head.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans, with no echo because the machine's broken today, but don't worry about it. I'm here with the rest of the team, as is the legendary Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, mate. Let's meet today's contestants.
Welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, my name's Ryan and I'm from Milnrow.
Yay! Milnrow?
Milnrow, yeah.
Where's that?
It's Rochdale.
Okay. Is it kind of Haywood way?
Haywood, that sort of direction, yeah.
Right, okay. See, that's how I don't
but not from Rochdale, it's not. Haywood's the other way from Rochdale.
Is it?
It's the opposite direction, more towards Bury.
Oh, okay, all right then. I don't really know that area very well. Do you, Dave?
No, I've been there.
Okay. Where is it near then?
Rochdale.
Right,
Junction 20 on the M62?
It is, yeah. Junction 21 is Milnrow, though.
You just said 21, you said 20.
20's Rochdale.
20's Rochdale, 21's Milnrow Shore.
There you go, we're not going to argue over junction, are we?
Well, yeah, because you got it wrong. There you go, then drive all the way around the houses, then, if you come off at Rochdale.
You can come off at 20, then go that way.
Yeah, but there's no point, it's easier to come off at 21, that's what you just said.
Wait, where are you going?
What do you do, Ryan?
Me, I deliver for the National Veterinary Services.
What a lovely, worthwhile job that must be for you. Congratulations.
Well, somebody's got to do it, haven't they?
Are you delivering today?
I am, yeah, I am.
What are you delivering? Are you delivering animals?
No. Just veterinary diets. Oh. Prescriptions, that kind of thing.
Oh, lovely. And no animals went on diets.
Well, some animals need to do, don't they?
Well, fat animals.
Shut up, leave me alone, Dave. I don't, seriously, I'm not really an animal lover. I like animals and everything, but I, you know how some people think that animals look cute or sound cute or play cute? I think they taste cute. I've got to say, I like, I'm a meat eater.
They do taste better, on your plate.
Yeah, I think so.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Where are you parked, Ryan?
I'm parked in Ramsbottom at the minute outside a little sandwich shop.
Hey! What's the sandwich shop called?
The sandwich shop is P&J Emmett.
Okay, lovely. That's a catchy title for a sandwich shop. What are you driving, Ryan?
I'm driving a big blue transit van.
Ryan, let's hear your horn.
Oh, proper horn.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, it's Carrie-Anne and I'm from Sunny Rugby.
Hi, Carrie-Anne, how are you?
I'm all right, babe, I'm all right. I'm in a lay-by at the moment.
I bet. Hey, not for the first time, I bet you.
Hey, it's not, love.
First time on the radio, though, eh?
Junction 1 on the M6. There's loads of Eddie Stobart trucks going by.
Yeah, I bet they're loving you.
Oh, they are. I'm looking this good. They should be.
What do you do, Carrie-Anne?
I'm a receptionist at a health club over in Coventry.
Ah, reception health club. So does that mean that you're fit or not?
I'm very fit.
Really?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'9".
5'9". Mm. Okay.
Dark hair, hazel eyes, really nice, curvaceous figure.
Really?
Mm.
What would you say, and keep it clean, but be honest, what would you say is your best feature?
I'd say my lovely smile. That's keeping it clean.
Right. I mean, she's a dog, then. She hasn't got decent legs, so... I mean, if she was fit, she'd go my legs or my chest or my
but you weren't seeing...
Okay, my chest.
No, too late now. I just
Is
said...
Is it too late?
No, that's mine. That's my best feature. You can't nick mine.
Sorry.
Are you married, Carrie-Anne?
No.
Are you not?
No.
Congratulations, my darling. Well done.
Same age as you, babe. Single.
24? Really? Excellent.
Yeah, 24. Are you having a laugh?
Really? Well, I was about to say, you do sound a bit older. She sounds like Tanya Turner from Footballers' Wives.
I'm a bit like her in her personality as well.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you off the air about 10:05. Where are you parked now, Carrie-Anne?
I'm in the lay-by at Junction 1 of the M6.
Oh, you did say that. I do apologise. All right, then.
What are you talking about? You weren't listening.
No, I wasn't.
Thinking about your lovely smile.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking about a chest, actually. I've got to be honest. What car are you driving?
206 Peugeot.
Nice wheels.
Hey.
Why did I say wheels? What are wheels?
What colour is it?
It's blue and it's a GTI, you know.
Oh, is it?
Ooh, racy little number.
I bet you get
that's just me.
Hot hatch.
Did you get your foot down in it?
Oh, definitely, all the way.
I mean, that's not the only thing she gets down in the car. Right, hey, come on. Stop
it. Do you want to hear my horny horn?
Yes, please. That's rubbish. Have you got your window down?
Oh, hang on. Hang on a sec.
Okay.
Right, ready?
Take your time.
Bit sad, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Anyway, stay there, then.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Right, best of three, here we go. Good luck, Ryan, good luck, Carrie-Anne. See, Mr. Fish is refereeing a celebrity football match featuring such stars as Nick Hancock. The game is nearly over, and the fourth official has indicated that there will be 1 minute of additional time. Oh, dear. Looks like some of the crowd are already on the pitch. They think it's all over.
It is now!
Right, you're buzzing with your horn when you know the answer, you deaf cow. Yes, Carrie-Anne?
They think it's all over, but it is now.
Oh, they think it's all over, but it is now.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. Go on, Ryan. Are you saying, go on because you got it right? Or...
Right. Never mind, Ryan, never mind.
Hey, you haven't won yet, smart ass. Dear. Hey, Ryan, are you single?
No, I'm getting married next year.
Well,
he's not ready for me anyway.
No, but he's just 6 years younger than you, you old trout. What's wrong with you? All right, so one to Carrie-Anne, none to Ryan.
None to me, of course.
Come on, Ryan.
Oh, cheer up now, we're having it.
All right.
That's what she said.
Anytime, love. Name the place. Any lay-by near you.
A lay-by on the M6. Tell you what.
He's living it, isn't he?
We'll see you
I'm not there till tomorrow, Marnie.
Hey,
I'm going
I haven't asked the question yet.
Go on.
Good God. Right, give me the points anyway. Hey, hang on there. Calm down.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Gotta get this one right, Ryan, to stay in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Look out, I'll slap her beating you. She doesn't argue, does she? Mr. Fish looks like he's helping out his friend, who's he's a veterinary pharmacist. He's serving all sorts of different animals who are being brought in with a whole range of ailments. Here comes another one. It's somebody with a large bear. I wonder what's wrong with him. Come on, Ryan. Come on, Ryan.
A bear with a sore head.
Sorry, I can't hear you, love. So, it appears that the bear has got a headache, Ryan. Yes, Ryan?
A bear with a sore head.
A bear with a sore head.
You're absolutely right. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Oh, you just sneaked in there, Ryan.
Just got in there.
Carry on. You should have been a bit quicker there, love.
I was.
Yeah, you normally are, from what I've heard. But,
I can't believe you side with him.
I didn't. No. No.
Look. Ryan, you are that loser, and you know it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you ever wonder, Carry on, why you're single?
that's got to be one for the ribs, that.
I'll tell you, what a big gob she's got, do
you
know what I
mean? Yeah, you want to see it.
All right.
Can't believe you let him have that one.
Well, what can I say? Because she's very competitive, isn't she?
Isn't she,
Jess? She's like Tanya Turner. Hey, Frank. 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 Right, here we go then, last one.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is doing some more medical work. This time he's spending the day in the A&E department of the local hospital. There's all sorts of people coming in with a range of different injuries. And what's this? There's a man walking in with... What? Who was that? Was that you, Carrie-Anne?
No, I was just beeping to somebody waving at me.
Don't beep during the competition.
Sorry.
Oh, God. There's a man walking in the A&E department with what looks like a large bird around his neck. He's just trying to work out what sort of bird it is. I think it might be an albatross. Yes, it's definitely an albatross around his neck.
An albatross,
eh? So I guess it's a case of having, and I must admit I've never heard of it, an albatross around your neck. Yes, Ryan?
An albatross around your neck?
You're a winner!
Congratulations, Ryan. You have won the brand new Bond game, which is called... Hang on, I'm reaching over. Everything or Nothing.
Yep.
And you've also won this very nice digital camera. It's like a Bond gadget. It's hidden in a Zippo lighter.
Well, with my call sign being MIB007, it'll suit me to a T, won't it,
Chris? Well, I'll tell you, won't it just? 007, you see, Dave?
Is it obviously Jenny Bond's number? James Bond's number.
Jenny
Bond! Jenny
Bond. MIB 8.
Men in Black.
Oh, yeah. No, Men in Balaclavas.
There you go. Congratulations, then, Ryan.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Chris.
Have a good day, pal.
Will do. Cheers.
Bye.
Ta-da.
Oh, Carrie Ann.
Not happy now.
Are you not?
Ruined my day and I'm late for work as well.
But you got the opportunity to talk to me.
But I got two out of three. He only got one.
No, you got one.
I got two. I beat the second question first.
Oh, God, what's she like?
But, hey, I won't be a sore loser. It's fine. Well done, Ryan.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'll
enjoy
see you on that lay-by late in about another 3/4 of an hour.
Oh, my God. Somebody just got out of a van to talk to me.
Oh, right. Yeah. Lock your doors,
hello,
love.
Babe.
No, lock your doors. Lock your doors.
This is just to prove it, Chris. Right. Marcus, can you say hello? I can't believe you're here. Someone's just come to meet me on a lay-by.
Right, seriously, here's my advice to you, Carrie Ann. Get off the phone, lock your door. When it's safe to get out of that junction, pull off, if you pardon the expression.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Alice.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Ryan.
Absolutely class, mate.
Stay away from that lay-by as long as possible.
I am doing.
Right. Have a good day, pal.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Bye, mate.
Say hi to the gang for us,
will
you?
I will do. Hello to everyone. Oh, hey, I've got all excited with my buttons. Bye.
See you later, pal.
And thank you to Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, is that it? You're meant to say more than that.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes.
Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
This is the BBC Television Service.
I'm in the lay-by, but don't worry, I'm all right.
God bless her. God be her, isn't she?
Do your head in that one, won't you?
She? Yeah. Hey? Half an hour.
Pipe down, love.
Right, last song from us today. It's funny how I find myself. Record, no doubt. Talk Talk, cover version, It's My Life. Reworking. Thanks for listening to the show today. Thank you to Ryan and the lovely Carrie Ann.
You're more than welcome, my darling.
Anyway. I'd like to say good luck to the mighty, mighty Super Whites that are Leeds United in their massive game this evening. I won't be there, but I'll be watching in my Leeds shirt, in my local pub, supporting the boys. Alan Smith's going to score tonight. I've got a funny feeling. Sorry, Leicester, but we need the points.
What if we don't?
Yeah, well, sure. So if we win tonight, I'll be in a great mood tomorrow. If we lose tonight, Scott Mills will be joining you from 7. Joe Wiley's next. Have a good day.